order. We very much appreciate the witnesses being here. Earlier this year, a ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline caused the company to shut down its pipeline system that supplies nearly 50% of fuel to the East Coast. This resulted in gas shortages causing spikes, causing prices to spike and panic buying from Georgia to New York. Although service was restored within a week, the incident underscores the potential consequence of any single cyber attack can have on our daily lives and the need to better manage and bolster our cybersecurity for our critical infrastructure. Our nation relies on more than 2.8 million miles of pipeline, 140,000 miles of railroad track, 4 million miles of roads, 11 million trucks, airports, ports, and the infrastructure increasingly depends on information technology systems, electronic data that is very susceptible to cyber threats. The Colonial Pipeline attack is frankly the tip of the iceberg. Our country is seeing 4,000 ransomware attacks every single day, and since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the FBI reported that cyber attacks have increased over 300%. The rapid growth in the number of sophisticated cyber attacks is an alarm bell ringing about the need to immediately bolster cybersecurity of our critical infrastructure. If we don't, it will only be a matter of time before we see another crippling cyber incident that will have an even more catastrophic impact on what we saw with Colonial Pipeline. And the pipelines are not the only vulnerable infrastructure in this country, that is vulnerable to this level of serious disruption. For years, experts have been worried about the vulnerability of our nation's grid to the disruptions from nefarious actors, including from cyber attacks. I want to enter into the record critical infrastructure protection actions needed. That was a GAO report that was done in December of 2018. Imagine what might result if an attack on Colonial Pipeline happened to an electric company. It wouldn't just be some small drivers unable to fill up or forced to pay the pump. A grid disruption could have massive impacts to our economy. Lives could also be on the line. It would take months for the U.S. to recover from such a hostile attack and the shutdown of our electricity grid. Electric companies are now working overtime to protect their system, but the federal government should be part of the solution. We need to bring about critical infrastructure investments in technology that can help the electricity grid and companies secure their networks from these kinds of intrusions. For example, helping utilities install fiber optic technologies to run their transmissions line, helping them to create closed communication networks, using directed fiber links for grid monitoring and control that will insulate the electric grid from these kind of cyber attacks should be a major priority for this administration. These investments could also serve as backbone for other important communication systems throughout our rural communities that aren't currently being served. It also can help ensure the challenges that we face in some of our urban areas. So I appreciate the recent steps that the Department of Homeland Security has taken to bolster pipeline cybersecurity and the recent release of a second security directive. While these directives are an initial step in the right direction, many of them are needed to ensure the security of the nation's pipeline. And while TSA has taken steps to address the weakness in overseeing the pipeline security, as I mentioned, the GA report shows incomplete information for security risk assessments, aged protocols for responding to security incidents, and obviously many of the workforce issues that we have previously addressed in this committee. At one point, TSA only had 6 individuals working on pipeline security group, and that number has now grown to 34. But they're covering 2.7 miles of pipeline, and we need to increase our accountability over this issue. So I look forward to hearing what our witnesses have to say about this very important issue of how we grow our security in such a critical area of our nation's economy. I'll now turn to the ranking member, Senator Wicker.